Today we're going to make an Amen style drum variation in Ableton Live 12 using one of the most useful DNB tricks out there, resampling. And honestly, this is one of those workflows that can instantly make your drums feel more alive, more custom, and way more like a real production instead of just a loop playing in the background. We're not just loading an Amen break and pressing play, we're going to chop it, process it, record the processed result, and then edit that new audio into a fresh variation. That's the whole game. This is super common in drum and bass, jungle, darker rollers, halftime lean stuff, and neuro-influenced rhythms, because the break is not just percussion. It's part of the identity of the track. So let's get into it. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, I'd recommend 174 BPM because it sits right in that classic DNB zone. Now create a few tracks. You want one track for your Amen break source, one auto track for resampling, and if you want, a return track for a little reverb or delay later on. We're keeping the setup simple and fast. Drop your Amen sample into a drum rack, simpler, or straight onto an auto track. If you're a beginner, I'd actually keep it simple and start with a clean Amen loop. The point here is to learn the workflow, not get lost in sound design. Set your grid to 1/16. Turn on the metronome, and if you want, loop a 1-bar or 2-bar section so you can hear the edits clearly. Now we start shaping the break. The goal is to make a variation, not destroy the original feel. So keep the core kick and snare energy recognizable, but start making small changes. Maybe move one ghost note. Maybe repeat a tiny hi-hat fragment. Maybe leave a little space before a snare hit to create tension. A really beginner-friendly way to think about it is this. Bar 1 feels close to the original Amen. Bar 2 makes a few changes, and the last half bar gives you a little fill or a turnaround. If you're working in simpler, use slice mode. If you're working on an audio track, split the clip manually. You can always consolidate later if needed. Try not to overchop it. The break should feel edited, but still musical. A few smart changes go a long way. Now let's give it some character before resampling. Add a stock EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 HC if there's useless low rumble sitting under the break. If the hats are too sharp, you can cut a little bit around 5 to 8 kHz. Just small moves here. Next, a drum bus. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch fairly low to moderate. Use boom only if you actually need extra weight. The idea is to give the break more density and attitude, not flatten it. After that, try saturator. A few dB of drive can add nice grit. If needed, turn on soft clip. Again, we want character, not destruction. If the break needs a little glue, add glue compressor at the end, something like 2 to 1 ratio, around 10 ms attack, and auto release or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds is a good starting point. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They overdo the processing. Don't crush it. Just make it more focused, more punchy, and a little dirtier. And here's a very useful teacher tip. If you want movement, automate a small increase in drum bus drive into the fill, or bump the saturator drive slightly on the last hit of the phrase. Tiny changes like that can make the loop feel way more alive. Now for the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling. Arm the track, then record one or two bars of your processed break. This is the point where you commit, and that's important. A lot of people stay in endless tweaking mode, but printing the audio forces decisions and usually makes the result tighter. Listen back to the resample. Did the snare get more glued together? Did the transient feel punchier? Did the grit make it denser without killing the groove? Good. Now treat that recorded audio like a new instrument. Drag it onto a fresh track if you want, or start slicing it right where it is. Flit it into small pieces. Snare hits, ghost notes, hat fragments, and tiny fills. Now rearrange those pieces into a variation that feels like a real phrase. A simple structure could be something like this. The first two bars carry the main groove. Bar 3 removes one kick or shifts a ghost note, and bar 4 gives you a fill or a turnaround. Then duplicate that idea into a longer section. Maybe 4 bars, maybe 8 bars. The key is to make the break evolve, not just repeat. One really strong beginner move is to keep bars 1 through 3 pretty steady, then make bar 4 the event bar. That final bar can have a stutter, a reverse hit, a short fill, or a snare accent that pulls you into the next section. After that, give the resampled edit some final groove and transient control. Drum bus can help add impact. EQ 8 can clear up any muddy low mids. Utility can help if you need to control width. And if the hats are poking out too much, you can cut a bit around 7 to 10 kHz. If the kick feels soft, Increase drum bus drive slightly. If the brake feels thin, add a little body around 150 to 250 hc. Just remember, the bass still needs space, so don't crowd the low end. You can also experiment with subtle groove. A light MPC-style swing can enhance the natural feel of the Amen, but don't overquantize everything. That human, slightly uneven energy is part of what makes these breaks feel so good in Jungle and DNB. Now we need to check the drum variation against bass, because in a real track, the break never lives alone. Lay down a simple bassline. It could be a sustained res, a sub note under the snare gaps, or a call and response pattern that answers the drum hits. Use something like Wavitable for a res, Operator for sub, and maybe auto filter or saturator for movement and harmonics. Keep the bass simple at this stage. Make sure the sub stays mono. Make sure the kick and snare have room. And make sure the break is supporting the bass, not fighting it. A nice arrangement idea is to let the bass answer the drum daps in the first four bars, then get a little more aggressive in the second four bars, while the break plays a fill or switch up. That's where the loop becomes a drop. Now let's add a proper DNB switch up. One of the best things about resampling is that you can make multiple versions. So maybe your first version is cleaner and more open, and your second version is dirtier and heavier. For example, in an 8-bar drop, bars 1 through 4 can use the cleaner resampled break, and bars 5 through 8 can use a dirtier version with more saturation and a slightly denser fill. Automate the drive on drum bus a little higher, push saturator up by a dB or two, maybe open a filter slightly on the last bar, and if you want, throw a small reverb, send on a fill hit for a bit of transition. That kind of contrast gives the track movement. It keeps tension and release flowing, which is huge in DNB and Jungle. Before you finish, do a quick mix check with a low end and mono mindset. Use utility to collapse the bass to mono and make sure there are no weird phase issues. The kick should stay defined. The snare should cut through cleanly. The bass should own the sub region. And the break should feel energetic, not muddy. If the break is stepping on the bass, high pass it a bit more. Clean up the low mids if needed. Tame any harsh hats. And if necessary, just lower the break group by 1 to 3 dB instead of overprocessing it again. Sometimes the smartest move is a volume adjustment, not another plugin. So let's recap the workflow. Chop the Amen into a musical variation. Process it with stock Ableton devices. Resample the result to commit the sound. Re-edit that print in audio into a new phrase. Then test it against bass and arrangement context. If you remember only three things, remember these. Commit early with resampling. Keep the groove human and DNB focused. Always make the drums and bass work together. That's the whole trick. And if you want a quick practice challenge, set a timer for 15 minutes and do this. Load an Amen at 174 BPM, make a 2-bar edit with one ghost note change, one removed hit, and one small fill, process it with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator, resample it, re-edit the printed audio into a 1-bar variation, duplicate that into 4 bars, then add a simple sub or res and check the whole thing in mono. If you can make that loop work, you've built a real DNB drum workflow you can reuse in future tracks. Nice work! You just turned a familiar Amen break into something custom, playable, and way more alive inside Ableton Live 12.